It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, and I'm joined now by Ben Wolfgang, and, well, you're not going to believe what we're going to talk about today, the Keystone Pipeline again. Hello,
right.
Ben.
Hey,
how
Andy,
are you?
Doing well.
All right. There is a bit of news today, right?
That's right. The governor of Nebraska, Dave Heineman, gave his final approval to the updated route for the Keystone Pipeline. So that was essentially the last chip to fall, last domino to fall, other than the president approving it himself. So it's firmly in the White House's court right now.
Mm-hmm. Now, you and I both watched the president deliver the inaugural address yesterday, and we both know that there was a focus not only on climate change, but on green energy projects.
Right.
And he is determined to stay the course.
Yeah.
So this would indicate to me that this is not something that he's immediately going to sign off on.
You wouldn't think so. We talked on Friday, and we both sort of said we don't know which way. There's a compelling case for him either way that he goes. But after hearing what he said yesterday, I think it'd be very tough for him to fulfill, you know, what he's promising to do on climate change and fighting global warming and go ahead and sign off on this Keystone Pipeline. The environmental groups that have been putting pressure on him really for years on this issue have redoubled their efforts and pointing out all the carbon emissions that are going to come about as a result of this pipeline. So if he's intent on making climate change a key issue for his second term, it's going to be real tough for him to justify to those folks why he's approving this project.
Of course, now proponents would claim we can get this done without doing the damage that you're telling America and the world would be incurred, you know, in making the decision.
And the governor of Nebraska made that point today. He sent a letter to President Obama and to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, basically detailing all the scientific and environmental reviews and processes that Nebraska had gone through before they decided to approve the Keystone Pipeline. So as a matter of fact, he says in that letter, we're confident this project can be done with no harm to the environment here in Nebraska. So for the proponents and folks that are pushing the president to approve this pipeline, there's some new ammunition from what we saw today from the governor of Nebraska.
Yeah, and I think one of the biggest concerns, if I recall the original story, there was an aquifer that could have been affected in some way, shape, or form, and they actually moved the route away from it.
Right, yeah. They've pretty much redone the entire route as it goes across Nebraska to avoid water aquifers and avoid some other environmentally sensitive areas, and Governor Heineman was very clear in saying that had they not done that, he wouldn't have approved it either. So the company TransCanada and the folks that are putting this project together, regardless of what the environmentalists might tell you, they are concerned about things like drinking water in states like Nebraska, and they've taken steps to rectify those issues.
Mm-hmm. Now, if the president decided, all right, I'm going to go ahead and sign off on this, how long would it take for the work to begin, and do we know if there is an agreement in writing between all parties to get it done?
As far as I know, there is. I can't say that for a fact, but that's certainly the indications that I've gotten, that there is, all the agreements are in place, and this essentially could begin construction within a matter of weeks and months, probably, if the president were to sign this. Now, the Department of State is undergoing their own review, very similar to the environmental review that Nebraska just wrapped up recently, and Jay Carney was asked about that at the White House today and basically deferred all questions over to the State Department. So right now it looks like the president is going to hide behind this ongoing State Department review. And as you suggested on Friday, maybe his strategy is to run out the clock. At least for the time being, that appears to be what he's doing by kicking the can down the road to the State Department.
Or he's letting the dust clear from yesterday.
Well, that's right. It certainly would cast some doubt on his climate change agenda from yesterday if he were to come out anytime soon and approve the Keystone Pipeline.
It sure would. All right. Very good. Keep me posted on any new developments with it. I appreciate it.
Will do.
Ben Wolfgang, Washington Times national reporter, has been covering the story of the Keystone Pipeline.